السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وصلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم. صدق الله العظيم. We are discussing the state of the Muslim Ummah around the world. And something that Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh discussed years ago, but it's very relevant to our times. So some of the things that I've already discussed was that the enemies of Islam, or those who have got hatred for the Muslim Ummah, or those who want to see the Muslim Ummah follow their way of life, their culture, their traditions, their customary practices. So they have made inroads into our lives. They have entered our homes. It says, Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab jago. So they have entered your homes. And we know that in our times this is even more relevant, that the media has entered our homes, bringing in that same culture that has caused such kind of destruction of morals and values in the West. That which they have been spitting out, we have been sucking. Something that they are extremely tired of, and they don't even know how to solve their problems. They are passing legislation upon legislation upon legislation to somehow curb these types of problems, but unfortunately it is increasing. Every time they come up with a problem, they try to curb it with some kind of legislation, legalizing that very sin. Something that is demand in society, and they find that even the members of parliament and the government ministers and the people at large are all influenced by that kind of sin and evil. So to find a solution to the problem, what they do is legalize it. As in South Africa, we can see how many things have now been legalized. So they too, this is what they were doing. Every time that there is a demand from some perverted group of people that they want certain things to be legalized, then the government legalizes it and says in that manner we will curb the problem. If there is great amount of prostitution, then they say we must have separate areas, and then we must have specialists and doctors attending to those prostitutes. So in this way we will curb this scourge. Now that is not how Islam looks at things. This is why they find Islamic teachings very, very harsh. Shariat and the Quran Sharif, the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are very clear on this. That if you are going to leave it to man to make the decisions and to find solutions to the problems, then this is what is going to happen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is going to decide what is good and what is bad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he received wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so he is going to inform us that this is good for you, this is bad for you. After that, even if the whole world has to say that no, there is great benefit in that haram, then we will say that the world is wrong and Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are right. And we will obey Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. or whichever country is going to do that, whichever Muslim country is going to follow those rules, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them peace, sukoon, there will be aman, there will be afiyat, there will be security, there will be everything. There will be a few people that will be punished, a few hands may be cut, a few people may be stoned, but the whole society will go to sleep in peace. Millions of people will sleep comfortably without any fear, because there is Islamic law. So he says, "Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jago. Bahut soye. Tumhara ye liye jaate hain maal asbab sab, jago. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil, kar rahe ho kya ghazab, jago. Bahut soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. Far too long you have slept," says, "now get up, now get up. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka, bas ab bedar ho jao." It is no more a time of negligence, it is no more the time to sleep. Get up, look around, see what is happening, see where our children are, find out what they are doing, what they are taking, who their friends are. But how are we going to find out if we are indulging in the same sins? If the parents are indulging in the same sins, how are they going to really show concern? They just don't have the courage and the himmat to throw out of the homes those evils. Then how are they going to make the children give those things up? And in fact, sometimes out of shyness, out of some kind of haya, haya which is such a good quality, haya and shame, which I discussed at length in my Juma Bayans, that it is a lack of haya which is causing so much of problems. Nevertheless, so this haya and shame is a very good quality. Sometimes out of haya and shame, the children have to leave those homes and go away somewhere else and pass their time until the parents have finished watching the filth that is being dished out on the television. Should have been the other way around. But I get letters where those children who have made up their minds that they do not want to commit sins or don't want to indulge in haram, and they want to get some kind of connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because of the temptation that is still there, because it is on, they can hear the music, they can hear the sound of the television. So now just to get away from that, because it's great temptation, so out of haya and shame, what they do is leave the home, and now they have to go and pass their time somewhere else. When it will be switched off at 11 o'clock or midnight, then the child returns. So then they take off with the child. The parents, now they reprimand the child. So the child says that, "I was with so and so in certain place, we were just discussing healthy subjects, but I had to stay away because of this." So then he is told, "You are foolish, you are stupid," and all kinds of titles are given. So sometimes it's children of that kind, whom may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for, and may Allah ta'ala give hidayat to those parents. But on the other side, sometimes there are children who say that because of haya, because of shame, that they don't want to watch those filthy things with the parents on the same television screen. So what they do is they go to their friends' houses to go and watch the same thing. They go to their friends' houses to watch the same thing. And whilst they are watching, they know exactly what their parents are watching. Now where is haya left then? Now they call that out of haya. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jago. Tumhara ye liye jaate hain maal asbab sab, jago. They are stealing your culture, they are stealing your khauf of Allah Ta'ala, your taqwa. They are stealing all these things. How long are you going to remain asleep? And what is it bringing in return? What is it bringing in return? Any kind of happiness in those homes? Nevertheless, we discussed all these things to some extent. And now let us proceed. Na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. Na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. Bala is haal mein phir kya ho tum par fazl yazdani. Na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. Bala is haal mein phir kya ho tum par fazl yazdani. Rahe naakam go tum kar chuke har saaye imkani. Rahe naakam go tum kar chuke har saaye imkani. Musalma ban ke dekho kamra phir ho ba aasani. Musalma ban ke dekho kamra phir ho ba aasani. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Says na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. Bala is hal mein phir kya ho tum par fazl yazdani. Says when neither your surat, your outward features are like that of a Muslim, and neither your sirat, your akhlaq, your character, your morals, your behavior, your etiquette, your ibadat, nothing is that of the Muslim, then how do you expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to then shower His grace and mercy and fazl upon you? He says, we all want Allah ta'ala's fazl, we all want Allah ta'ala's grace and mercy, and we all are waiting for those promises to be fulfilled which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made to the believers. But he says, how can that be fulfilled when neither your outward features and nor your character and inside is that of a Muslim? When it is not there, then how do you expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl? Now once again, I repeat that we must not look down upon those people who have their beards shaven. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows when they make tawbah and how Allah ta'ala forgives them. But it is something that causes that person to be recognized as a Muslim. If the person has the outward features, if he has a beard, he has the garb that the solaha of the time are wearing, or the Muslims of the time who are pious and righteous, they are wearing, then at least he will be recognized as a Muslim. If there is a murder, if there is a killing, or if there is a war that is going on, or anything of that kind, that this person will be recognized that this is the body of a Muslim. He must be given Muslim burial. Muslim people must be informed of this body that has been found. But if there is no sign of a Muslim, then how many ni'mats he is depriving himself of? One of the greatest ni'mats and bounties that he is depriving himself of is the salam of the other Muslim. It's only if that Muslim recognizes him, he will make salam. Or if he is a friend, or if he knows him because of some business contact or family circle he is known, so then you will make salam. But if you don't know the person and he doesn't have any outward feature of a Muslim, then he is depriving himself of such a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the dua of another Muslim for him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May peace and blessings be upon you. May you be secure. May you enjoy peace in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. May no harm come to you. So much of things there are in us in salam. So all that he is depriving himself of because the person cannot recognize him. So he is going to just pass him. And sometimes that person even objects afterwards. Or he says that, I walked past so and so. He was dressed in kurta. He had a beard. He had his topi, but he didn't even make me salam. So it's the other way around. Now how is he going to make salam to you when he hasn't recognized you as a Muslim, you recognized him as a Muslim, that is why you expected him to make salam. But he didn't recognize you as a Muslim. Yes, if he recognized you as a Muslim and then didn't make salam, then it is understandable. They say that iman is in the heart. So our cleanliness and purity should be of the heart. What is the need to show off? What is the need to show off that we are Muslims? Islam is something that has got to do with the heart. We say no, iman has got to do with the heart and Islam has got to do with the outward. Islam is where the person is going to be recognized by his outward form, that he is a Muslim. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. If you are going to look ugly by keeping a beard, then the beard would not have been the sunnat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, keep it one fist length, trim it beyond that, oil it, comb it. Nobody says must have it unkempt. And again, as the Khaja Sahib's, that poetry is really beautiful. No matter how many times we listen to it. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. Oh Allah, make it into haqeeqat. I have brought the surat. So he says, na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. So from the surat also you cannot recognize that this is a Muslim man, this is a Muslim woman. Amongst the Muslim women also it has become such a problem to recognize that this is a Muslim woman. What sign is there on her that you can recognize her as a Muslim woman? So as we discussed earlier on, that we change with the changing times. Whatever fashion, whatever is it, any film actor or actress dresses in, then we just want to follow suit. We have to go to the functions, if a person has to go to the parties, and if he has to go to the conferences, and if he has to go to parliament, or he has to go to many of the other institutions, or in the business place and workplace, then how many percent of Muslim women can you recognize as a Muslim woman? And how many Muslim men can you recognize as Muslim men? But what we want is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. We want the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. We want success. We want victory. We want to overpower and dominate and say, oh Allah, all the promises that you made in the Quran Sharif and all the promises made by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the Muslims, we want to see a fulfillment of all those promises. Why are we being bashed and why are we being oppressed and why are we tortured and why is it that we are suffering all over around in the world? There is just no respect, no dignity left for the ummah. So he says, na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani, wala is haal mein phir kya ho tum par fazl yazdani. How do you expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl when this is your condition? Now all of us must look into our own lives. That if this is our condition, then how do we expect Allah Ta'ala's fazl? In our home life, in our business life, wherever we are traveling, in whichever company we are, how much do we have of Islam? How much of surat of Islam and sirat of Islam? Rahe nakam go tum kar chuke har saaye imkani. So you have tried and tried every means, but still you are unsuccessful. Everything you are trying, that this is a solution to the problem of the Muslim Ummah, That is a solution to the problem of the Muslim Ummah. A huge conference and it will be the solution to the problem of the Ummah. 1001 resolutions you pass and say that's a solution to the problems of the Ummah. OPEC conference and this conference and that conference, and what problem is being resolved? Which country is getting any kind of real respect? Or which Ummah is really getting respect after all those conferences and after all those resolutions? The enemies, they have a good laugh when the Muslim countries get together and they pass a few resolutions. They know what kind of weight those resolutions carry. Absolutely no weight. So nothing is deterring them. So they say, you tried everything, but you still remained unsuccessful. You cannot see victory, you cannot see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and assistance coming to you. The angels are all waiting to assist and help you as they helped in the battle of Badr and Uhud and so many other battles. They are waiting to help, but they are waiting for the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to come down and help. They don't help on their own. It is with Allah ta'ala's command that they are sent down. So they are there by the thousands or hundreds of thousands or innumerable, but they are waiting for Allah ta'ala's hukam. You do whatever is in your means, in your power. Make preparation, do everything. But you have to have your surat right, your sirat right, and then go and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance and help comes. So he says, Musalma ban ke dekho, kamara phir ho ba aasani. Become Musalma and then see how quickly you succeed, how quickly victory comes. Even if a small group somewhere changes their lifestyles and becomes Pabande Sharia, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them that same victory and help and nusrat. But just a few Muslims changing here and there and a few Muslims becoming Pabande of Shariat, you don't expect that help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to descend for the whole Ummat. Then even the good ones in this world, they will have to suffer when those calamities and disasters and all strike. The good ones also will have to suffer with them. After that, Allah Ta'ala will separate them in the Akhirah, or He will reward them for that patience that they exercise over that suffering. But it will not happen. It does happen in certain cases as an exception. Allah Ta'ala wants to show His Qudrat and show His Ihsan, that if flood waters get into some city, then some masjid is sometimes saved, some person's home is saved, pious persons. Now those are exceptions, but generally everybody has to suffer. The large percentage of the Muslims have to have surat of Islam and sirat of Islam, then Allah Ta'ala's madad, His nusrat and His help will come very, very quickly, very easily, and the person will find victory and success. So he says, na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani, bala is haal mein phir kya ho tum par fazl yazdani, rahe na kaam go tum kar chuke har sa'y imkani, musalma ban ke dekho kamra phir ho baasani, musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao, rawadari to ho lekin na itni bhi rawadari, ke khatir se buto ki apne di par pher do aari, rawadari to ho lekin na itni bhi ho rawadari, ke khatir se buto ki apne di par pher do aari, nahi kuch dur andeshi kharabi iski hai sari, zamana bole pan ka ab nahi lazim hai hushyari. So you must be good, you must have good relationship with the people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, whether they are of the same group or some other group, whoever they are, you must have good relationship. Even if that Muslim is a non, even if that non-Muslim is a neighbor, or you are trading with him, or in any other way you are come into contact with him, then you must be good to him. There's nothing wrong in feeding him, in giving him a cup of tea, in talking to him nicely, in dealing with him honestly, truthfully. All those things are required by Sharia, that you must be kind. You must assist and help the poor, the needy, the orphans, the destitute, even though they may be from the kuffar or the mushrikeen, the Yahud, Nasara, total disbelievers in Allah. They reject Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but still you must help them, because they, as long as they're not actively fighting against you. So that is essential, that is necessary, nobody stops you from that, but it must not be to such an extent that now we make them our bosom pals, and then we put the saw above our deen because of our friendship with them. That our friendship must not make us slice our deen. That means we feel so ashamed in their company to practice Islam, that we say at this time it is better that now we follow them, instead of following our deen. So the person is embarrassed then, because he's got his non-Muslim friend with him and he's traveling out, he's embarrassed to make salat at the airport. He goes with him to the football ground and cricket ground and rugby field and everywhere. Now because his friend doesn't believe in Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the friend drinks, so he too must drink with his friend. The friend is not going to make any namazes, so he too doesn't make any namazes. Or in transactions and other things, if the friend is a partner and is a non-Muslim, now because of this friendship, this Muslim partner says, what's wrong? Take interest, give interest. So he says, rawadari, that is good thing, but it must not be such that you take the saw and put it onto your deen and slice it. Nahi kuch dur andeshi, kharabi iski hai sari, zamana bhole pan ka ab nahi lazim hai hushyari. This is no more a time to remain bhola. To be bhola bhala is not very good sifat of a Muslim. That we say, a very nice person. Why? Bahut bhola bhala aazmi hai. No Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was bhola bhala. That you can make a fool of him, you can take him for a ride as you wish. They were sharp, they were alert. La yakhda wa la yukhda. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no sifat, the person had said that he is such that neither does he deceive anybody and nor can anybody deceive him. All the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made them extremely witty, sharp, alert. They were not bola wala. Yes, they were forgiving. They had a forgiving nature. That they forgave, but that doesn't mean that they were bola wala. Otherwise they couldn't have led a whole ummah. To lead a whole ummah, can the person who's bola bala lead the ummah? And following in their footsteps, the ulama-i haq and those who are mashayikh, those who are kamil, shaykh-i tariqat, then they too are very sharp. The murids sometimes think that we have made a fool of him, or we have deceived him, or he didn't come to know. But it's just that they don't like to expose the faults. Many a times they don't like to expose the faults. They understand very well, just from the walk of the person, from the talk of the person, just from the movement of the eyes of the person, that what this person has done. Allah Ta'ala gives them that basirat insight. And he understands that this person is nothing but munafiq, khalis munafiq. Munafiq also, but khalis munafiq. But still they will welcome them. If the person is coming and he is expressing great love and muhabbat with his tongue, so they won't say that you are a munafiq, I can see through. They will accept it. Many a time they speak lies, they are caught out immediately that this person is speaking a lie. So to be bhola bhala is not a good virtue. It is not a virtue. It is not something that is to be praised. In these times especially, when there's so much of fitnas, how sharp and alert a person has to be with regards to his children, his family, and people around him, that they must not use him to for their criminal purposes. After taking all the precaution, if still something happens, and that is muqaddar, taqdeer, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, or he gives all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam aql kamil. Their aql is kamil. So he says that zamana bhole pan ka ab nahi, lazim hai hushyari. You have to become hushyar now. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Sahaba ke tariqe par jo hum sabit qadam honge, sahaba ke tariqe par jo hum sabit qadam honge, to be jaho hashm hi sahibe jaho hashm honge. Pate halon mein bhi is darja phir barob hum honge, pathe halon mein bhi is darja phir barob hum honge, ke jitne bhi ye sarkash but hain sar un sab ke kham honge. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. If only we are going to come steadfast on the tariqah of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, then even though we don't have much army, much military, much ammunition, much equipment, and we don't have much position, even though our clothes may be tattered and torn, and we may be wearing patched clothes, our homes may be shacks and huts and tents, but all these people, Allah Ta'ala will make them bow their heads down before you, if you are going to become sabit qadam according to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in's life. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised, and Allah Ta'ala does not go against His promise. So therefore Allah Ta'ala does not look at how much you have or how much you don't have. He wants to see how much of Islam and Iman is in us. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants to see. If you've got Islam and Iman, our surat and sirat is right, then Allah Ta'ala will give success. He will give that victory. Allah Ta'ala will send down His assistance, His nusrat. We can see this recently, the gale that struck Florida. Look at the destruction that it caused. Billions of dollars of destruction. Millions of people had to leave their homes and flee. Now which Al-Qaeda terrorist is America going to go and catch? Or which angels is the American government now going to fire its missiles at? That those angels that brought down this destruction fire the missiles at them. They had to take all their equipment and all their bombs and all their missiles and all the ammunition and go to Afghanistan and go to Iraq and go to the places and then cause that destruction there. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing that how just one hukam of His, and look at what has happened. So if that can be caused in one area, cannot it be caused in the whole country? So, but we don't pray for that. Because good people, innocent people, everybody gets caught up in it. And it can happen anywhere. We are none the better in our akhlaq, in our amal, in our deeds. So we must not express great happiness. But it is a lesson that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power and might has got no limits and no bounds. And Allah Ta'ala, if He unleashes His azab, then the most powerful country of the world cannot resist. To whom are you going to fire those missiles? And what is it? Just gale force wind. Allah Ta'ala just increases the force of that wind, and look at the destruction that it causes. So Allah Ta'ala's forces are plentiful, but what He says, Nasurat Musalmani, Nasirat Musalmani, then how do you expect Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help to come? And we'll conclude, take in one more. Tumhari raah mein har qaum kaante ab to boti hai. Tumhari raah mein har qaum kaante ab to boti hai. Kabhi ae ghafilo iski bhi tumko fikr hoti hai. Tumhari raah mein har qaum kaante ab to boti hai. Kabhi ae ghafilo iski bhi tumko fikr hoti hai. Tumhari ghaflat o masti pe khud ibrat bhi roti hai. Tumhari ghaflat o masti pe khud ibrat bhi roti hai. Sabhi betar hai ek qaum muslim hai ke soti hai. Sabhi bedar hain ek qaum muslim hai ke soti hai. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Ha, he says, tumhari raah mein har qaum kaante ab to boti hai. Every nation is planting thorns in your path. Which country of the world wants to accept a Muslim today? A true Muslim. Yes, if you live your life according to the way that they want you to live, then there is no problem. You can bring the whole community of Muslims into a country as long as they follow the Western traditions and cultural way of life. Then there's no problem. But if you want to live as a Muslim, then there is a problem. So he says, everybody is creating problems for you. They are planting thorns in your path. They are putting obstacles in your path. But are you showing any concern, he says, O Muslim, for what they are doing? What the enemies are planning? Have you got any concern? Tumhari ghaflat o masti pe khud ibrat bhi ab to roti hai. Sabhi bedar hain ek qaum Muslim hai ke soti hai. Even Ibrat now is crying and shedding tears. How much more incidents have to be seen and witnessed, and how much more has to take place before the Muslim qawm is going to get up? How much more destruction has to be witnessed? How many more masajid have to be bombed? How many more innocent lives have to be taken? How many more homes have to be bulldozed? How much more destruction in the Muslim lands and in Muslim lives has to take place before you're going to get up? How much more? Are you going to just keep watching and watching? Or how much more do you have to see, he says. How much more do you have to see until you're going to bring about a change in your own life? He says, how much more do we want to see before we're going to bring about a change? No matter how much we read in the newspapers, no matter how much people watch on the television, no matter how much they listen about what is happening in society, but it seems that every person is relaxed. He says, no, it can't happen to my family. It can't happen to my daughter. It can't happen to my son. It can't happen to my children. Until it is not experienced, we are not prepared to accept. No matter how much we hear about the harms and of the television and all the things that are coming on the television, but we are not prepared to accept it until the person doesn't face the destruction himself. So he says, every nation seems to be quite awake and alert now, wide awake. The only ummah that is sleeping is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, tumhari raah mein har qaum kaante ab to boti hai. But what I say is that they are only planting thorns. Thorns are still not so difficult to overcome. The enemies are planting thorns. So thorns, it is easiest till you can rake it out, you can take a hoe and weed it out. But we are putting walls of steel ourselves. The Muslim Ummah, if you have to look, then we are constructing walls of steel. Ourselves we are constructing them as obstructions to prevent ourselves from getting ahead and moving towards Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we are creating all those obstacles ourselves with our own hands. Then we say it's very, very difficult, we just can't seem to make any progress. How can we make progress when we have created those walls of steel? Allah Ta'ala's rahmat wants to come down, we've got umbrellas of steel above our heads, of our sins, our vices, our evils, haram indulgences, umbrellas of steel we made. How do we expect the rain of rahmat to then drench our clothes? Therefore he says, Musalmano, utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ab waqt ghaflat ka bas bedar ho jao. Get up for action, he says, there's no time now to sleep. In whichever way we can prevent ourselves, our children, our families, our neighbors, our society, make the effort and restrain them. If not, then if the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, then all of us suffer together. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, Thursday night will be Zikr Majlis. And we'll continue with this inshallah next week. But you can see something that was said more than 50 years ago, how relevant it is even to our times. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, indeed we have remained negligent far too long. Ya Allah, we have been heedless. Oh my beloved Allah, we have ignored all your warnings. Oh my beloved Allah, we have remained totally oblivious to what is happening around us. Ya Allah, we have shown no interest in what is happening. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have indulged in. We are ashamed of the condition that we find ourselves in. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, because of our sins and because of our negligence and because of our indifference, don't unleash your azab upon us. Oh my beloved Allah, we will not be able to tolerate and bear your azab. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as a Rahim Allah, as a Kareem Allah, as a most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, kind, caring Allah. An Allah that dearly loves to forgive the sins of the sinners when they turn towards. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, at present our Qibla is the West. Ya Allah, make our Qibla your Ahkam and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you, that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam, that leads to the azab of the akhirat, that leads to the azab of the qabr, that leads to nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our iman, protect our Islam. Ya Allah, protect our children, protect our homes, our properties. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was so beloved to him. is suffering everywhere in the world. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging that indeed we are sinful servants. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that was shed for this ummah. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that flowed from the Mubarak eyes for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat kar de. Oh my Allah, make our maghfirat. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, sami meri. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my beloved Allah, whether they are in hospitals, homes or clinics or amongst us, whoever is sick and ailing, give him complete cure from all ailments and sicknesses and diseases. From spiritual and physical ailments, give us complete shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the parents. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Suddenly people are leaving this world. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or a bottle of wine in our hands. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, to take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. Cause our soul to come dancing towards you. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul qaleem. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials of the ummah around the world. Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kashmir. میرے اللہ ان سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر دے مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد اور نصرت فرما ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.